dancing in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light's a shining tree. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. And we're at the end of March and coming into the Passover and Easter season. So I just wanted to honor everybody during this wonderful spiritual holy week. Tonight we have a special guest. Her name is Karen Doonan, and she's from Scotland. And she's a very, very special girl. She's a healer. She's very telepathic. She has tuned into the universe, and I know for sure that she is bringing in to the people around her the light of the new fifth dimension energies. So Karen has been a part of bringing in information from the High Council of Orion, and she has publicly posted that online. She said the year was about 2010. She's progressed on her path through connections to the outer realms and alongside the human race are strengthening. What that means is that she's really connected telepathically to life forms and life messages off the planet. She's known as a channel, but that's not her only role on the planet at this time. Her passion has always been the truth. For when human beings become aligned with their truth, they live from the heart. So her journey on this planet for aeons over different incarnations is to explore the distortions that are taught in order to heal them. And distortions we're talking about are both physical, the belief system, as well as spiritual. This is a journey that she has come to understand and to begin to reveal itself during this dimension, in this timeline. We're in a very, very powerful timeline, as you know. Ever since the December 21st winter solstice and December 22nd was the most powerful day, these new energies are vibrating onto the planet constantly and will do so for the next 28,000 years at least. And many people have been picking up on these energies, filling themselves with what's called the oneness, and absolutely spending time experiencing their wonderful new freedom, which is difficult to attain. Karen is a healer, so I know that she helps people get rid of repetition with their karma, and she heals that which people cannot relate to that comes from their past lives. And now she's anchoring in the stronger energies of the truth. Love is the answer no matter what the question is her phrase to live by. I love that, Karen. I want to make that a bumper sticker for my car. No matter what the question, no matter what the apparent problem is, you are experiencing love at the heart space. So good evening, Karen. How are you?
Good evening. I'm very good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Tell us how you started this work and what you've been experiencing, especially since the winter solstice.
Well, I started this work a few years ago. I got introduced or reintroduced to crystals, and I studied colour and sound and vibrational medicine. And then about a year into working like that, I was sitting in a meditation and the High Council first appeared to me.
How did that happen? I'd like to know.
They showed themselves to me. So I was in a deep meditation, and then these beings stepped forward, and they didn't say anything to start with. They just appeared, and there was.
You felt it.
I felt it, and I saw them.
Oh, okay.
And then I recognized them. And I couldn't quite work out why I would recognize them.
Well, see, that's great to say. You recognize them, so you felt familiar with them, and you knew that they had been familiar with you in the past.
Very, very. And they had appeared a couple of times after that, where they would just come in, they wouldn't say anything, there would be a familiarity about it, and then slowly the word Orion was coming through.
Was there a special light hue or color or aura with these beings?
Yes, they've got a sort of blue tinge to them.
Is it more aqua blue?
More a sort of grey blue.
Okay.
It's not an aqua, that's a different race, but
yes.
they're more of a blue-grey colour.
Uh-huh. And where do you think these beings were from?
I knew they were from Orion.
Okay.
Orion kept coming up for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had this urge to start writing. I had started writing anyway because part of the course was journaling.
Karen, was they opened you up to what is called automatic writing. They opened up your channel to begin to flow through you their message with automatic writing. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Great.
And then it was, the connection got stronger. As the writing came through,
mm-hmm.
The connection got stronger. And then further meditations showed me a lifetime that I had to clear in order for me to anchor their energy. And then once I had done that, everything just started to flow.
That's wonderful. And that means that you had to clear away some of your old belief systems, some of the experiences in this lifetime, and perhaps some energetic resentments or hurts or upsets that you had had during the lifetime. So you were becoming clear so that you could get to a place called neutrality and yeah. also bring yourself up to a higher vibrational level.
Yes, and I did that through the use of crystal skulls. I have to say that crystal skulls helped with holding
your
energy. Yeah,
it helped you. And many people have many different forms of doing that, but that was your experience.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. I know that we don't need to use crystals so much anymore, Karen, with the new energy because we're anchoring in the double helix, and that's all light. All light, and it radiates to our electrical vibration, which, of course, is a normal thing, and that's down the spine, the kundalini and the shakti energies. So how did you feel about all this when it first started with you? Were you weakened or were you questioning?
I always question. I think it's good to question. Never accept anything without checking in with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
To start with, it was a bit overwhelming to get that amount of information, but I went through it slowly and I took my time. And perhaps it was slightly easier back then. The energies just now are extremely high and they are causing a lot of confusion.
Uh-huh.
The energies back then, a couple of years ago, were not as intense as they are now.
That's true. And the energies really started pouring in 2003. I don't know if you're aware of that. Before then, we hadn't really begun the lifting up process. We had had a process that took us to a certain human level. I think we could get to the top of the fourth dimension, but in 2003, the energies intensified. But in 2012, they are flat on the planet. There isn't any intensifying. They're here. So that's got to have been quite a growth time for you. And I'd love to know what happened in your physical world while you were going through these internal changes.
Lots of things changed.
Can you give us a couple of them? Because, the people that are starting to receive this energy have a life of chaos. I call it destruction before reconstruction. And maybe we can make them feel calmer and a little bit more at peace with their process. Can you tell us about your process a little bit?
I think what people perhaps need to remember is that everything out with you is a reflection of everything inside. So the more that you can find a place of balance and a place of peace, the more that will be reflected in your outside waking reality. And letting go and trusting that you may not be able to see the bigger picture today, but tomorrow you might be, because your perception is changing from moment to moment.
Well, that's true. Letting go is important, but some people hang on. Some people don't understand what letting go is, and some people don't understand the difference between the mind space and the heart space. So how did you feel? Can you describe something that lets you know that you have energetically let go of a pattern? Can you describe how that feels or what you knew and how you were assured of that?
Let me think. There's so much. It's changing so much.
Well, in the beginning, maybe, when you were experiencing the beginning.
Understanding the patterns, the journaling helped. The journaling
Good.
Did help.
And what did you write? Can you tell us a little bit of what the words were? Maybe one or two?
Most of what I journaled was how I felt, or when I was in a meditation, what was given to me. So if I was given symbols, or I was given maybe colours, and I would write these down. And then over a couple of days, when you're going back over what you've written, you can see a pattern with it.
Because did they give you the definition of the colours?
Sometimes, sometimes not.
Okay, I know when I went through mine, and I went through my opening the same time you did, Karen, so we're on the same wavelength. I was given the definition of the colors, and I was given symbols, and I was given the new spiritual chakras, which you know about, and yeah. And where they are on the body and what they're opening us up to in our new spiritual gifts. And I wondered if you had any kind of a harmonious, similar projection, because that would really verify that this truth is coming in through the other levels.
At the time that I was going through this, I was studying color, sound, and vibrational medicine. So part of the work was a group of us coming together every few months and doing a lot of healing and a lot of studying. And it was through this that I opened up a bit more, because I was in a very supportive atmosphere.
Oh,
a lot of people
wonderful.
Don't have that.
That's wonderful. Now, you said they were doing healing. Was it a type of healing? Was it Reiki? Was it IET? What kind of healing was being used?
Well, it was a combination for us to try everything. So we were using crystals, crystal skulls, color, sound, vibration, a bit of everything. Whatever we were guided to do, whatever comes through at the time.
Right. Right, and you never know what that's going to be, because it's energetic. So that means that every single day you could use a various discipline.
Yes.
Whatever the energy is. And that has to do with the astrology and the moon and what energy is on the planet. So you might one day feel like you want to do pendulums, for example, because that would be an Earth day, Virgo, Capricorn, or Taurus. And then another day you might just want to use light and have colors coming right through the palms of your hand, and that would be your water signs, your Cancer, your Pisces, and your Scorpio. And this is energetic, and it changes. Our really energy system changes every 2 hours when our vibration changes on the Earth. It's a pattern. It's a cycle. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes. And it's being open to change. A lot of people like to get into repetition and feel very safe in what they do. So if you've learned Reiki, for example, then widen it a little bit, change something in there, and see how you feel. Because it's about expansion and growth, not
Absolutely.
Just staying within the one modality. There are so many different ways to heal, and there's more all the time. More will be born as we go through the energies.
And what I've been told is that the ways to heal are on levels, are on vibrationary levels. So if you're a lower vibration, you're going to have one way of healing, and then when you come up, you switch to another. And again, that's going with the vibrations of how the person, it's distortion. It comes from one, and then you get those layers peeled, and then you have to apply a different thing. It's almost like healing with a Band-Aid. You've got the cast on, then you take the cast off, and then you use creams and ointments and that type of thing.
Yes.
We're about to listen to our life. As you know, I worked with Louise Hay, and of course Louise always had us carry a mirror with us so that we could look and talk to ourselves when we were going through some kind of stretching, some kind of lesson, some kind of growth. And we'd look at ourselves and remind ourselves, I love myself the way I am. And Elaine Server has written a wonderful song called Life is Our Mirror. So let's give a listen to Elaine Silver.
but it will always give us who we are. Life is our mirror, life's getting clearer. It may not always give us what we want, but it will always give us who we are. Life is our mirror, life's getting clearer. It may not always give us what we want, but it will always give us who we are.
Well, that's a beautiful message from Elaine Silver. This is Elizabeth Joyce. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And my guest tonight is Karen Doonan from Scotland, who is a very powerful, wonderful healer on the planet, as well as other things. Karen, why don't you tell us how you do the healing and what you energetically carry and what's happening with you right now with your customers and clients?
Okay, I perhaps don't heal in the traditional sense of healing. It's changing as the energies are changing. I'm finding that I'm connecting to a lot of angelic energies just now. I take my clients on a journey. I will connect to the angelic beings that come through to try and help them, and then I can connect into their soul, and I can connect and help them see patterns that perhaps they're blind to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a combination of guided journeys and a combination of the way that they work. I can work out what way their soul wants them to work, whether they want to use sacred geometry or they want to use meditations or, you know,
whatever they harmonize with. That's wonderful.
Yes,
you know, one of the most exciting things that I read when I was reading about you before I invited you on the air was that you can cut connections with past lives to release all of that negative repetition, or as you say, the teachings of distortion, which I love. And then you connect, actually it's with the blessed higher self, the new universal body. We are in the process in the fifth dimension of joining with our universal body so that we can travel all these different dimensions and get to know the people from Orion or Pleiades or Acturia in a better manner. The veil is dropping. You know what I'm saying, right, Karen?
Yes, I do. And the veil is definitely, definitely dissolving.
And when you work with somebody, do these beings surround you on the table as you have the client on the table? Do you feel the invisible help and the invisible support as you're working with a client?
If the clients come to me physically, yes. A lot of the work that I do is at a distance. It doesn't matter anymore.
Wonderful. Yeah. Why don't you give us an example of some of the results that you've had? Tell us a story.
I can normally tell when somebody is connecting in from a certain realm. There'll be certain distinctions that the way that they speak, the way that they're living their lives, will show me what planet they're from, because each planetary system has certain things that keep them apart. And a lot of it, yes, you do have to release not just the karma from this lifetime in your human form. It's galactic, it's universal. So to connect to the energies that are around you, you will have to clear any trauma that's sitting there that will prevent you, because it's all energy and it's all patterned in your human body. You're taking it into every incarnation.
Yes, it's called cellular memory.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. So that if I want to be free, I'm going to work with whatever lifetime I may have had on Orion or on Arcturia as well as this. Now, there are some people, I'm convinced, Karen, that have never been on another planet.
It depends on their soul journey. If your soul has decided that there's no growth in that, then no, you will not have. You'll have incarnated. There's a lot of people here just now who have repeated on Earth and chosen Earth again and again.
Yeah, they're repeating their lifetime over and over again.
Yeah.
And you know that I'm able to see that in the astrological chart. But what surprises me is how many are here repeating the life over again. Because it's an energetic impact, and I would like to see these situations open up. But the people are so happy with what they're doing, they don't have any clue. Do you find that?
Sometimes, but that's why there's soul groups that have incarnated in order to move the energies so that they will be able to break out the patterns, yes.
So tell me what you would get as a response from some of your clients. Could we hear some of those stories?
Most of it is a sigh of relief that they're not losing the plot and that somebody understands them. And it is a relief because a lot of people are sitting within family groups or circles where they're perhaps the only person that remembers. And it's challenging. You know,
yes,
the energies around us, the energies around us know this. And we're all connecting now at soul level. So we're all finding each other. So the isolation is coming to an end. This is a new way of living.
It is a new way of living, and we're all being born into new people. And we have to transcend this. And if we resist it, I believe that it can make us a little bit disoriented. Some people will get sick if they're resisting opening up. But you know, Karen, there's a lot of people that are digging in their heels. And I would really wish that we could find a way to help them trust a little more and open their heart space. How do you feel about that?
I think that once the people who can accept start living their truth as opposed to just speaking it, then the world will start taking notice because actions always speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
And words have been distorted for too long. So when you start living your truth and following through and trusting, and those around you can see how your life is then being more peaceful and more flowing, then they can let go a bit more and find that ability to trust a little bit more.
And one of the greatest things we can do is stop trying to please others at our expense. If somebody invites you out to lunch, and you may like the person a lot, but you may not feel like going, but many times they'll say, well, I have to because, you know, I can't let her down. Whereas you could say, that doesn't feel right for me today. I'd love to see you at another time, but today isn't good for me. And people don't do that. They don't even live in that small bit of freedom. So we're always worried about how we look. We're always worried about what others are thinking of us, where we're getting in the world, and who we can top over. In other words, who we can be better than. And that's all leaving. That's all leaving. And, of course, there's the corporations and the money and the way that we handle our exchanges of money and values. That's all changing, too. And that's going to be a little tougher on people than in the past. Do you agree, Karen?
Definitely. There's a lot of teachings around money specifically that people will find very challenging.
Can you talk a little bit more about this for the audience?
It's to understand that the new earth energies are nothing like the old earth. So anything that you have used to perhaps manifest money in the old energies, which is prior 21st of December last year, may not work. Because if it's not truth, it's not supported in any shape or form. And that's causing a lot of frustration.
Well, what we have to be careful of, Karen, are the people that have the attitude of, I hate my job, I hate my boss, I hate getting up, I hate. And the more that they do that now, the more the universe is going to honor that feeling. I'd like to see them bless their job, be thankful that they have one to go to, and know that they're on a road that's going to expand their knowledge and bring them to a different place. If they don't want to be where they are, they really need to start to bless it, because that saying, I hate, I don't like, is causing a block. And you can jump over that block by accepting it, by honoring it, and then by knowing that that's not your truth and visualizing that which you would like to bring in. And that's just a matter of saying, okay, we're tired of this road, we need to create a new road. And then you create it with your thoughts, because thoughts are things. And now what you think is what you get. Don't you see that that's speeding up, Karen?
It's definitely speeding up, and it's about responsibility. we're taught as the human race is taught to blame everybody else. If you don't like your job, then the responsibility is yours. So only you can change that. And then it's coming to the conclusion of what do you do? Do you stay? Do you go? Do you look for another job? It's the decision is yours at all times.
What I try to teach people is to stay with a job and start blessing it. And then I have a new affirmation that just came through, Karen. You might enjoy this. I will not be afraid to go where the universe leads me. Over and over and over again. And that's going to help you with the fear of being broke, the fear of not getting a paycheck, the fear of being trapped. I will not be afraid to go where the universe leads me. Bet you if you said that to a crystal, it would really vibrate for you, wouldn't it, Karen?
Yes, it would.
Can you tell us a little bit about your crystal work? I know you have a website, www.crystalline-sanctuary.com. And that's a very interesting site. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
The site I created to expand a little bit on what's out there, because crystals are tools, as color is a tool or vibration is a tool. And I think that I've never picked up a crystal book that has not set step by step what you should do with a crystal.
Mm-hmm.
But that's containing in itself. Because
right, they're crystal, all techniques.
Exactly. And then people get caught up in, oh, I've followed ritual. Step 1-3. What if I've done it wrong? And that takes ritual. You out of the moment. Yes.
It does. It does. So you have to know, that's an excellent example of trusting yourself, Karen, because if you're reading the ritual that's suggested, it doesn't mean there aren't more or something you can invent yourself. And you get a different vibration or a different way. Well, why don't you turn it left instead of right? Or why don't you turn it upside down instead of right side up? If you get that kind of a feeling, go with it and see what that's bringing you instead of being rigid about we have to do the Hail Mary and then we have to do the Our Fathers. Well, now we're going to do a little bit differently. We're going to go with what you energetically feel. Just try that, and I will not be afraid to go where the universe leads me. That's where that fits in, don't you think?
Definitely. And the one rule that I always say to people that I have is that there are no rules. Freedom is freedom. You can try whatever you wish. And it's only through trial and error.
The new rule. It's not time to argue, fuss, and fight anymore. The new rule says we're at peace. Okay, can you give us any more examples of maybe what your greatest challenge is in your work?
My greatest challenge is to go beyond where I've gone, because some of the work that I'm doing is beyond anything that I ever thought I would be doing.
That's fabulous.
And it's trusting.
Can you give us an example, please?
I'm creating a new website at the moment that will go live shortly that takes the channelings to a different level. And it's been challenging at times for me to bring through the information because it challenges me in my human form.
It does. I had that when I wrote the Ascension Workbook. My goodness, that took me 18 months, where a book usually takes me about 4 months. And I went through so much on the emotional, physical level writing that book, because what happens, I see that as we go through this, and of course you're channeling it and I'm channeling it through the higher levels, is your life gets changed. And people may walk away and people may break, and there might be all kinds of disturbances in your outer world while you're trying to write this book. Are you finding that happening for you? This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. We're going to take our commercial break, and we will be back with Karen shortly with the answer to that question. Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bimonthly in 3 regional areas, New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
The X Zone is a late night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X Zone radio show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X Zone radio and TV show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the internet. The X Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com. Is it a headache or someone wishing you ill? Is a sudden change in behavior due to drugs or the influence of evil? Do you find it hard to pray, to reach out to God? Psychic attack is more common than one might think and is a malady that can be overcome by specific metaphysical and spiritual treatment. Elizabeth Joyce clearly explains what the symptoms of psychic attack are, where it comes from, how you can overcome the attack, and what simple exercises and meditations you can do to protect yourself from future attacks. She compares psychic attacks from days gone by with their modern counterparts and illustrates with anecdotes and examples. Is there any such thing as a ghost, and can they harm you? Can other people's negative and destructive thoughts harm you? If so, you can take steps to protect yourself from these energies. Although you would seek and find help with any physical emergency, this book, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce, can be helpful by your learning good spiritual practices for clearing away negative energies and keeping up with the housework of the soul. Then, if something overthrows you, there are some good strategies at hand so you can begin to remove them. Learn what to do as well as what not to do. Elizabeth Joyce is an expert on ghost busting, and she has been to court on many occasions helping people get their money back from the gypsies and so-called psychic stealers. This is a book that you'll want to pick up and keep in your library because it's a how-to book as well as an informative book. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce is available at Amazon.com as well as the website www.new-visions.com. Be sure to pick up Psychic Attack. You will want to hear Elizabeth's personal story as well as get this great information that could be helpful to you and your family in the future. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant, prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth 4 additional chakras as soon as possible: the 8th, the 8.5, the 9th, and the 10th. These 4 new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the 4 spiritual chakras will transform the other 7, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. This is a CD that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis between now and December 21st, 2012. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-vision.com. Be sure to get the CD, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Schulman, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. Again, that's www.new-visions.com or bbsradio.com under Let's Find Out. Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. The Truth About 2012 is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Look from a wider perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of the fifth dimension consciousness. Three spatial dimensions of length, breadth, and height together with the fourth dimension of time are familiar. But what's the fifth? Go to www.new-visions.com and get the book. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio. The number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce. And now it's time for the Let's Find Out Metaphysical Corner. The book for the week is the New York Times bestseller, The Path to Love, Spiritual Strategies for Healing by Dr. Deepak Chopra. The Path to Love is a remarkable fusion of Eastern wisdom and Western practicality, of ancient knowledge and cutting-edge research, a convergence that has become the trademark of Dr. Chopra's internationally acclaimed work. Lyrical, inspiring, and a very practical book, this book gives you new strategies for clearing away obstacles to your love life, for restoring the boundless soul of love, and for finding romance that will last for a long time. Love can renew. Love can make us safe. Love can inspire us to be our best, and love can bring us closer to God. The chapters in the book are very interesting. Reviving the love story, the path, the spirit of romance, how to surrender. Is attachment really love? Why we need passion, ecstasy, and in conclusion, you are loved. This is a book worth adding to your library. So let's find out. Go and get it for your bookshelf.
With every breath we take, smell it in the beauteous rose, hear it in the sweet bird song, see it everywhere you choose to look. Love lives in us every moment, Feel it in your beating heart. Feel it in your hearty laugh. Feel it in the warmth of every touch. How can we ever doubt it? Think we can live without it? Love is the answer in our lives. Feel love is all around you. Breathe it in with every breath. Surrounds us every moment. Let it guide you through each day. Let your life be full and free, fragrant, joyful. Then you'll see every gift life wants you to receive. Let love perfume your body. Let love caress your mind. Let love embrace your releasing ties that bind. Love is the only answer. Love will free all the bondage. Make love the answer in your life. May love perfume our bodies. May love caress our minds. Love is the answer in our lives.
And that was Elizabeth Hepburn singing one of my favorite songs, Love is the Answer. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out at bbsradio.com. And my guest is Karen Noonan from Scotland. And she's really right on track with these new energies. We had left with a question, Karen. And the question was, do you find that the human body on the planet Earth is opening up to the higher window vibrations of joining with their soul as well as their galactic neighbors? That was the question you were in the middle of answering.
Yes, it is. And it's for people perhaps to be more consciously aware of their body, because your soul and the energy you are can be at one vibration, and your human vehicle or your body can be at a completely different one. And if they're very far out of sync, you will start getting symptoms that, if you don't listen to, will make it more challenging for you to raise your vibration. So it's listening to the human body. It speaks to you all the time. Your choice is whether to listen or to carry on in your routine and ignoring it.
And that brings me to the physical, because sometimes we'll get a toothache and we'll put it off, and then it'll explode into a full-fledged infection. And that's a very good example. Listen to your inner guidance. A lot of people don't. They override it by mother's objection or father's objection, or so-and-so won't like that if I do that. And that's using our free will, and that's also negating the message from spirit. Do you agree, Karen?
Yes, I do. There's a lot.
I'm sorry. You were going to talk about one of the most important things to you right now. So why don't you go ahead with that?
One of the most important things at the moment is for people to come out of what my guides and the galactics are explaining to me as a holding pattern. So under the New Earth energies, you can't manifest as such anything that's not truth. But if you hold on to the distortion that you've been taught, if you hold on to things that are not working, then they will put you in a holding pattern. And people are getting very, very frustrated by saying, I'm trying to get forward and I'm trying to make sense of my life. But actually they're holding on to patterns that they're just making themselves more and more blind to. We're taught to do. And people are always looking about searching for something to physically do.
That's called digging in your heels, right?
It is. And a lot of this is about being, which is taking a step back and understanding the patterns of behaviour that you've learnt. You can't change something until you see it. You can't see it until you take a step back.
That's true. And some people have no clue of how they affect others. They not only have no clue, but their ego says, I don't care. This is what I want, so I don't care. And there's so much manipulation and control. Do it my way or the highway. And so much of that is damaging. And this is very hard to get across to people who are controlling or who have great fear, because control is great fear, correct?
Yes, and there's a lot of talk. A lot of people say, well, I don't have any power and I'm at the mercy of everything that's going on around me. You're not, because you have a choice of how you react to it.
And that's victimization. Victimization.
And that's a huge teaching. That has been embedded in the human race for eons. And
especially with women, don't you think?
Very much so with women. But also with men. Men also play into the victim. They do it in a slightly different way, but they do play into it.
Can you give some kind of a generic, simple thing somebody can do if they're in fear about hanging on or letting go? What would be your message, Karen?
I would ask them, first of all, to look at the situation. And it's trying to stop the situation before you react instinctively, because a lot of people are so much into the victim mode that they'll react without consciously thinking. Mm-hmm. It's to
That's their unconscious response system, correct?
Exactly. If you can sit back and say, well, what happens if I don't do this? Or what is it that I think will happen if I do? And then start really exploring it. People will not want you to step out of the patterns you're in, because the patterns you're in keep them in patterns that they're in, and they feel safe. There is no safety in routine. I often say to people, if you can get up in the morning and say you have a cup of coffee every morning, if you were to not have that cup of coffee, feel how that feels to you. Some people will not even change from coffee to tea in the morning. Mm-hmm. If you're that embedded in a routine with coffee, then you're embedded in routines throughout your entire life for more important things than coffee. So start changing the small stuff first and then work your way up to the other more important stuff.
And as you're doing it, I have another little affirmation that might be helpful. I relinquish the turmoil in my heart. Now, that I have had people use for changing relationships, because relationships change as you go forward. As you raise your vibration, relationships will drop away. That will create a void so people with a higher vibration and new relationships can begin. And that's part of this path that we're walking on right now as well.
Definitely. I think a lot of people hold on to relationships because they live through relationships. Relationships should add to your life. They shouldn't be the building blocks of your life, if you see what I mean.
That's especially true with mothers and children. Mothers live their lives through their children, and they really need to allow those kids to go their own way and then find their own interests. It's very, very hard for a man who retires and for a woman whose children are about to leave the nest. That's a challenging time. But if you trust the universe, I will not be afraid to go where the universe leads me. And you know that you're in a new cycle on a new path. And you have a whole life of expression that you can give to yourself. And if you can begin to do that without fear, you're going to be in a good space.
Yes. And it's challenging for people just now, because there are a lot of relationships that are breaking up because they're founded on patterns that are not truth.
Correct.
And it will bring up everything.
Or one is moving ahead and the other one isn't.
That is another huge one, especially for people who have perhaps woken up when their partners haven't. Mm-hmm. The partner at all times has a choice of whether to join you on the path. They made that choice at soul level. You have to honour their choice as they should honour your choice.
And they don't, not when they're controlling. They just say, well, if you don't like it, too bad, do it my way or the highway. And then what will happen is you might keep silent. and you'll wait, and then something will occur when you do that. That's the old pattern. Something will occur down the road to disrupt that, because you have to be able to have your freedom. Isn't that true, Karen?
It is true, and I think that people will be amazed under the new energies how they won't be able to do that anymore.
It'll become
almost impossible not to live your truth. So the universe will provide the way forward for you. It's trust again.
We're going to have big, big changes. Yes, that is trust again. We're going to have big changes with the astrology because we have three eclipses coming up. So your life will not be the same as July opens as it is today.
Excellent. It's changing now, so rapidly.
Karen, we're at the end of the show. Is there anything that you'd like to say to the guests, the listeners?
I just ask them to listen to their heart. Because when you've got a choice to make between your heart or your heart always, always knows truth. How many times have you been in a situation where you think to yourself, I wish I'd listened to how I felt, not what my head was telling me? And that will become more and more obvious as we move through the new energies.
And I have found, especially in driving directions, that when you ask yourself, your body, to direct you, and you follow that, it works out beautifully. It's like, it's called being in the stream or being in the harmony with you and your blessed higher self. When you wake up in the morning and your blessed higher self says, call your sister, she really needs to hear from you, and you do it, there's always a reward on the other side.
Yes, there is. And it's listening to that little voice.
Absolutely. I want to thank you for being on the show, Karen. I hope we can have you on again. And this is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. If you want Karen's information, it is under the archives of BBS Radio and Let's Find Out. You can get her information for her website. You want to give your website out one more time, Karen?
Yes, it's www.crystalline-sanctuary.com.
And it'll be up there as well as her other two websites. My website is www.new-visions.com. Next time we're here, I'm going to be on with Eric Altman, the healer from Oregon, and that will be April 8th. I also want the audience to know that I will be teaching some very important new work on March 25th in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. We're going to record it and put the pod on the internet. The energy now is coming through about how to align with your blessed higher self, and how to open up to the new energies and raise your vibrations. Now it's time for the meditation. We're going to do the chakras invocation for the new spiritual chakras tonight. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
The Ascension Invocation to Unify the Chakras. Sit with both feet flat on the floor, legs uncrossed. Make sure your spine is straight. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and sit for a moment as you listen to Richard's music. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. Feeling relaxed. Feel your breath begin to shift a bit. Feel the breath become finer, clearer, and crisper. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart, opening my heart chakra into a beautiful ball of yellow gold light, allowing myself, my universal body, to expand throughout and beyond my aura. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my throat chakra and my solar plexus chakra into one unified field of light of green, yellow, gold, and blue within, through, around, and beyond my body, to expand throughout and beyond my aura. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my brow chakra and my navel chakra into one unified field of light of green, yellow, gold, indigo, and silver within, through, and around my body to expand throughout and beyond my aura. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my crown chakra and my root chakra in one unified field of light of red, yellow, gold, and violet silver within, through, and around my body to expand throughout and beyond my aura. I breathe in universal light through the center of my brow chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my eighth chakra, 8 inches above my head, and my ninth chakra, 8 inches behind my head, in one unified field of light of indigo, silver, ultraviolet, and magenta silver within, through, and around my body. I allow a wave of highest consciousness, the fifth dimension energies, to move between these three points. I am one with the universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my brow chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my eighth chakra above my head, around to my upper thighs in one unified circle of light of indigo silver, ultraviolet, and yellow gold, within, through, around, and beyond my body. I allow my universal body to merge with my physical body. I am one with universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart, allowing this light to expand, encompassing my ninth chakra behind my head and my lower thighs in one unified circle of light of indigo silver, magenta silver, and yellow gold within, through, around, and beyond my body. I allow my consciousness, the universal body, to merge with my physical body. I am one with universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my brow chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my 10th chakra, 12 feet above my head, around to my knees in one unified circle of light of indigo silver, ultraviolet, and clear yellow, within, through, around, and beyond my body. I allow my spiritual, universal body and the chakras to merge with my physical body, forming a unified field of light. I am one with the universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my brow chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my 11th chakra, 24 feet above my head, and my upper calves in one unified circle of light of indigo silver, deep indigo silver, and yellow amber gold. Within, through, and around my body, I allow the universal body to merge within a unified field. I am one with the universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my brow chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my 12th chakra, 36 feet above my head, and my lower calves in one unified circle of light of indigo silver, diamond clear, and yellow amber gold. Within, through, around, and beyond my body, I allow the holy and divine masters to merge around and beyond my body within the unified field. I am now one with the universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing the 13th chakra beyond the golden door, 44 feet above my head, and my foot chakras, in one unified circle of light of yellow, gold, amber, and diamond clear, within, through, and around my body. I allow the I Am vibrations to merge within this unified field. I am one with the universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart chakra, allowing the light to expand, encompassing my spiritual, universal, and physical body, to below my feet, surrounding my aura in one unified circle of light of clear yellow and amber, within, through, around, and beyond my body, creating the fourth circle around my auric field. I allow the source's presence to vibrate and move throughout this unified field. I am one with universal light. I breathe in universal light through the center of my heart chakra. I ask the highest level of my spirit to radiate forth from my center, the fourth and tenth chakras, filling this unified field completely. I radiate forth throughout the day. I am one with the universal light. I live within the universal light. I love within the universal light. I walk within the universal light. I am sustained and nourished by the fifth dimension energies and surrounded by the universal light. I joyously serve and join with the universal light. Now I am the universal light. I am the universal light. I am the universal light. I am, I am, I am. I have merged into the oneness. My spiritual chakras have opened, and I know now that we are all one. I harmonize with the universal light. Therefore, in the name of my universal body, my spiritual being, and my physical body, I choose to become one with all. I am a wave of vibrating light. I am. I humbly give thanks to the divine that this is complete.
Thank you.